announcement.
This is a very, very, very special announcement, people. Saturday the 2nd of November, fresh off the sellout... Fresh off a sellout London performance, 95 BFM and Loop present Nathan Haynes returning to Auckland for one special show celebrating the release of his new album, Notes. Nathan will perform a hometown show at the iconic Power Station in November, playing tracks off the new album and his acclaimed catalogue. This show will be the first Auckland performance from Nathan Haynes in over 5 years with a full band, with a 10-piece band. Haynes will bring his new album to life alongside the tracks that have made him a true legend in the New Zealand music scene. And a big warm welcome to you, Nathan Haynes. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Johnny. Wow, what an intro.
Don't thank me, thank the press release. How exciting. Obviously, you have got a brand new album out, Notes, which we've got a copy here on vinyl, sitting on the turntable, ready to play a couple tracks from. But it has been a long journey for you to put this all together.
Yeah, I never really... I didn't want 10 years between albums, but my last album was called Zoo... in New Zealand, it was called Five A Day, Rest of the World, Zootalure. And it dropped just before my son Zoot was born. Say hello, Zoot, he's here.
Hello.
And then I guess being a dad really... was quite full on. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I got ill. And then it was COVID. And excuses. But anyway, I finally got this record finished, which came out on August the 9th. No, it's my 11th album.
How... obviously, it's taken a long time. How did it slowly come together? And who have you worked with on Notes?
So, I started working with Phil Asher... on the record, and now Phil produced Sound Travels and Squire for Hire, to my, I guess, better known records in the UK. And me and Phil hadn't worked together for a long time, and we got back together and we started working on some demos. I'd also started working with a couple of different musicians, a New Zealand keyboardist called Michal Martinyuk, and some other people, and started doing some demos, getting them up to speed. And then sadly Phil passed away almost 4 years ago now, so then I had to get some other producers on board, Frank Booker being one of them. Mm-hmm. Mark Mack from Four Hero, he did drums on a track called Just Holding On, which is on your playlist, I see. Mm-hmm. I just called in a load of people locally and internationally to sort of get it finished. And we've, you know, finally came out on August the 9th. We did Jazz Cafe in London with Arjuna Oaks in support on August the 7th, which was amazing. Great to see Arjuna in London. He's on the album too.
Yes. Did you do a bunch of shows?
I did a couple of, that was the main Auckland show. I also did We Out Here with Ron Trent, who's a DJ from Chicago.
Yeah, he was down here not too long ago.
He was, that's when I met him.
Yes.
That's when I met him. So he asked me to join his live band, which was called Warm. And that's Giles Peterson's festival, which was amazing. Zook went to Soundtrack, didn't you, Zook?
I did.
It was very loud, wasn't it?
Kind of.
In the middle of a field in Dorset.
Yeah. It was very big. I didn't expect it to be so big.
How many people are we talking?
It's about 10,000.
About 10,000 people. Holy smokes.
So we closed the main stage on Thursday night, which was amazing. Obviously, that's not my stuff, but I was appearing as a special guest. And then I did some DJ gigs around Europe. I did an in-store at BBE store in London, which is a really great venue. And, I mean, it's quite small, but I've got an amazing sound system in there.
Yes.
Actually, I was out at Turned On Audio in Ornihung yesterday, who... they're like sort of audiophile sort of place, and we're having a conversation around how in the last several years you've all of a sudden got all of these amazing venues with amazing sound systems. Mm-hmm. And it was always, I used to talk with Frank Booker about this, you know, a bar would open, they'd spend millions of dollars on the fit out and then put a crappy sound system in.
Yes.
So it's really, really great. You've got Nami, you've got Kamuri, which I just played at last week. You know, these are places, and they actually put the sound system at the front
end. At the fore,
which is, you know, me and Zoot and Jamie just got back from Japan 2 weeks ago. They've got, you know, they sort of invented this whole concept of these hi-fi listening environments, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's really
so
cool.
It's really exciting for me because I am heavily into my vintage hi-fi.
Yes.
I'm into good sound. I'm into vintage gear. I'm into just... I'm just into really the whole process of making things sound good, you know.
Yep.
Recording gear, listening gear, turntables, cartridges, valve amplifiers. Zoot knows all about it.
Yeah, I do.
You know, it's a really big part of my life, you know.
Yes.
So it's great to see that Auckland
starting
is embracing
this.
And you know, that the sound of notes, the way I recorded it. You know, it's been a long journey for me. I mean, I've been making records for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
My first record, which I made when I was 22, was called Shift Left. 22 years old, Zoot, can you? It's funny. Zoot can't quite believe I was 22, can you,
yes.
Zoot?
Kind of.
But anyway, you know, I've had a pretty long journey in making records, and the way they sound is a really big part
yes.
of it for me,
yeah.
even though streaming is... everyone streams now.
The way people access music.
But that's really important too. You know,
yep.
and I hope when people put my records on, they get a dose of how, I guess, of my life and my life story and where I'm at, and also all the amazing musicians who are on this record. But also they hear the way that I've recorded it and the instruments we've used and the way we've recorded it.
Mm. Now we're going to play a track. We've got the double LP here. I'm just going to double check I've got the right thing in the right place. So what have we tuned? We've queued up Sleek.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a bit about this?
Well, talking of the way things sound, so Sleek, we've decided to play Sleek because it features Ron Sampson on drums. Now, Ron... is well known to all of the thousands of musicians who've been through the jazz studies course at Auckland Uni.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just saying off air before that, you know, there are so many musicians who've been through that course and gone on to do amazing careers worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of the Beths, they all went through that course. So many musicians. So Ron was in the studio one day and I recorded him on the drums, and I put him through a whole load of my outboard funky gear, crazy gear, and that formed the basis of this track. So I really wanted it. Sort of Ron as a bit of a showcase on this track, and also Joe Captain, who went through the jazz studies course at uni,
yes,
who plays with Princess Chelsea and is in a thousand other bands, will also be with us at the Power Station on November the 2nd.
You can get tickets for the Power Station show from AAA Ticketing. It's the place to head.
Yes, or through my website, or through, I mean, if you just Google Nathan Haynes Power Station. But this is a completely made in Aotearoa track, recorded in my studio in Ellerslie. This is Sleek.
Let's hear it. got Nathan Haynes in the studio here at 95BFM on The Breakfast Show. We're chatting about his brand new album, Notes, and the show just that we've just announced, which is happening Saturday the 2nd of November at the Power Station. Nathan Haynes and a 10-piece band. First, like, full band show in Tamaki in 5 years.
The last big show I did was at the Civic for the re-release of Shift Left. And we had about the same similar number. We've got on keys, we've got Joe Captain, Kevin Field, my brother Joel Haynes on guitar, Tama Waipara, who's going to be, who joined us at the Jazz Cafe, which was amazing. Rachel Clark, who we're going to hear next. Lococo, who was on the first single off the album. And Elijah White on drums, Ben Tudua on bass, who plays with quite a few different bands, and some special guests. Hey, Zudi.
Special guests at the Power Station. Right.
And yeah, I'm just deciding either support act or DJs, or there'll be some surprises anyway.
Excellent, excellent. Get your tickets from AAA Ticketing, and obviously the album is fresh. Off here, we're just talking about doing some, or getting some remixes done of certain tracks.
Yes, so the first remix came out a few months ago. That was off the first single. It was remixed by a guy called At Jazz, who's amazing, one of my favourite producers in the UK. And then Cracker's At, who's another really great producer from the UK, young dude, is doing a remix, and then Chaos and the CBD are doing the last remix of Bellow Deer.
Did you get an opportunity to catch up with them in the UK?
I didn't this time. Mm-hmm. Our schedules, they're really busy in the summer. I was really busy in London. But I talked to Ben a lot. Mm-hmm. And I featured on their last track called Serena Deep. Mm-hmm. And of course, a couple of years ago, I was on their track Emotional Intelligence.
Yes. I'm just going to say something. When I was in Japan with my dad, he really wanted to find a vintage hi-fi store, but he did not find one. I have spoken.
Surely there would be more vintage
hi-fi stores. There is a lot.
There's a lot, but just not in the neighbourhood you guys were hanging out in.
We had a pretty quick time in Japan, didn't we, Zoo?
Yes.
But we got to hang out with my friend Yoshi, who's got a record store in Kyoto called Especial Records, and him and his brother have got a band in Japan called Kyoto Jazz Massive, who I've worked for in the past. So they're stocking the records. The record's out in Japan too, which is really good.
That's cool. And I got a T-shirt.
You did get a T-shirt.
Nice. Is that the T-shirt you're wearing right now?
No.
That one looks pretty Japanese.
This is a Tokyo T-shirt.
Okay.
Are you going to tell Johnny about your katana?
Ah, yes, I got a katana.
Hanzo Hattori steel, like the real deal.
Well,
super sharp. Is it sharp?
No, but it's blunt, but it is real.
It looks cool though.
It is real, but it's blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it to a samurai ninja museum, and then they were selling them there.
Yeah.
Did you get some throwing stars?
Yes.
Wow, sounds like you got all the goods.
He even got some tabi, which is the Japanese shoes with the gap in the middle.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. What a trip.
I speak some Japanese.
Awesome. Well, and Nathan Haynes, we should just say a big congratulations on getting Notes out to the world.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. It feels like a big thing. There were a few hurdles in the way, but yeah, I've started working on album number 12. Got some amazing new collaborators that I've linked up with internationally. But big shout out to all the musicians involved, and all of the DJs, and all of the music lovers who continue to support this music. It's very, very overwhelming and very humbling to get all the messages of love and support. And I really, really appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to hitting the Power Station, which I haven't played. Can you believe it, Zeus? I did one of the very first album shows of my life at the Power Station when Shift Left came out, and on support was MC OJ and Rhythm Slave.
Wow.
I remember, and this was in about 95. And I've played there so many times over the years, but I love The Power Station is such a great venue. Yes,
what a room, eh?
It's a really great room, and I'm very much looking forward to doing it. As I say, there'll be a few surprises, lots of stuff from my back catalogue of 10 previous albums. And really looking forward to it. And thanks for having me on.
No problemo, mate. All right, people out there, go and grab notes from your local record store on vinyl, double LP. Once again, tickets for Nathan Haynes with a 10-piece band at the Power Station, Saturday the 2nd of November. You can head to Nathan's website or AAA Ticketing.
NathanHaynes.com.
NathanHaynes.com. That easy. All right, let's play this one, which has been on playlist, but we'll play
spoken.
It off. absolutely wonderful tunes from Nathan Haynes. Catch Nathan with a 10-piece band Saturday the 2nd of November at the Power Station. What a great room for it. Tickets on sale now from AAA Ticketing. Get amongst.